Welcome back. Tonight's guest is a very nasty player. He drives guys into the dirt. He always gets the last shove in, but he's a very nice person. Please say hello to TJ Lang.
Thanks for having me.
TJ, I was just kidding, sort of. Now, you have this kind of dual personality thing. When you get out there, you can be rather nasty. That's a good thing. Can you talk about balancing the two?
Well, it's a trait that, as an offensive lineman, is extremely important in my mind. And, you know, it's something that I learned when I first started playing the position. I got transferred over to the offensive line in college. Wasn't cutting it on the defensive line and didn't really have much skill, much technique to my game. But the one thing I knew was if I was going to be physical and aggressive, that that would make up for a lot of the mishaps that I have in the fundamental department. So, but as an offensive lineman, I mean, you're the guys that a lot of your teammates look to set the tone. I mean, we're hitting somebody every single play. We're, you know, I think it's important for us to play physical, play aggressive, but not far enough along the line to where you're drawing penalties. You always want to, you know, make sure that you're setting the tone out there.
TJ, the Bear game, the Viking game, do you guys kind of feel like you got it cooking offensively right now?
Well, you know, these last two games have definitely been very good wins for us, and ironically, we kind of did it two different fashions. In the Chicago game, Aaron had a huge day offensively, threw the ball a lot. You know, it was just sticking to what was working, and that day was the passing game. And this past week against Minnesota, to go out and run the ball like we've been trying the whole year, and to be successful, you know, it shows that we're very. Very dynamic offense when, you know, we know up front when we give Aaron time, he's going to make a lot of big plays happen, because you look at the type of skill players we have with our receivers and tight ends, and we know when that's working for us, the run game is going to come a little bit easier too. So it was awesome to see us as a team take a step forward. You know, I think our defense has just been playing lights out the last couple of games. They've been getting us a lot of turnovers, and that's always a momentum boost to your offense. So you know, it's kind of good to kind of get the momentum back on our side and straighten things out a little bit.
Mike, right before the season, you said this offensive line could be my best in Green Bay. Now, as the season's unfolding and the group's playing, you still feeling that way?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it always starts inside, you know, with Josh and TJ and their veteran presence and leadership there. And, you know, getting Brian back, David is playing outstanding in his second year. And, I mean, what could you say about Corey? Corey has stepped right in and, you know, picked right up where JC left off. So we're getting better each and every week up front, and I think it's a big part of our success on offense.
All right, thanks, guys. Let's go out to Lance in the audience.
All right, thank you very much, Larry. We have one of our regulars, Lenny, and he has a question to TJ.
Hi, TJ. Is it more satisfying to beat the Vikings, or would you rather some other team?
That's tough. It's always good beating our neighbors over there in Minnesota, and it's probably equally as good beating Chicago as well, especially down at Soldier Field. I mean, it's always nice to win those division games. I can't really compare what feels better. A win always feels great, no matter who you're playing, but those division opponents are definitely more satisfying.
TJ's got to play both of them, so you got to watch the answer on that as well. All right, Courtney, you have a question for TJ as well.
Hi, TJ. We've heard you're a jokester. How do you keep the mood light in the locker room when things get serious?
That's a good question. You know, I think you just have to keep reminding guys that you know, we can't lose any confidence in what we're doing. I know, you know, early in the season this year, we started 1-2, and you know, there was a lot of pressure on us to win some games, and you just have to sit back. And for me, you know, it's just realizing how blessed you are to be in this you have this opportunity to play professional football, and you know, kind of look at the big picture of things. And we've got a lot of great leaders on our team, a lot of older guys that are there for the younger guys that don't really know what it's like to lose a couple games and go on a rough patch. But, you know, it's always important to keep things light. You don't want to ever, ever put too much pressure on yourself to do things where you're starting to play outside of your own game or your own, you know, the offense or whatever it is. So, you know, it's just about looking at the big picture and trying to stay on track.
Greg's a big guy. Maybe you played offensive line as well, but you got a question for TJ.
On the offensive line, when you get set for a play, Aaron's making a lot of adjustments along with the center. And sometimes the amount of time that you're in that set position seems forever. How do you, is there any tricks? Does Aaron give you any sort of clue that, hey, I'm going to be up here another 5 seconds or something before he hikes the ball to keep that all, you know, that?
I think, you know, we have a pretty good awareness of what the play clock's at. I think if time's winding down and we don't hear Aaron say anything, kind of expect that he's going to take a timeout, but there's a lot of, I mean, there's been plays where Aaron's changed it 4 or 5 times, and the communication that happens from him to the offensive line, you know, and then from the right guard to the right tackle, left guard to left, it's all has to happen so fast, and you know, but that's what we practice at. We practice playing at a very fast pace and a high tempo, and it's something that, you know, you got to make sure that you're always sharp mentally.
All right, great questions this week. Thank you to TJ, and Larry. We'll be next up on the Telestrator. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.